Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 175 for Tuesday, December 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were mostly higher Tuesday morning, as sharp weakness in the Canadian dollar provided support. Canola was steady to up $2, the January contract up $1.40 at $470.80 per ton. The Canadian currency was down another half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart this morning, hitting fresh 11-year lows below 74 U.S. cents. The softer currency helps underpin domestic crush margins and also makes exports more attractive to international buyers. However, the gains were tempered by the large supplies overhanging the market. Chart resistance also kept canola range-bound overall. Chicago soybeans were steady, while soy oil was a bit softer, providing little direction for canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley, they're all untraded. In the U.S., corn is higher, but soybeans and wheat were both turning lower in early activity. The USDA releases its latest supply-demand estimates tomorrow, and positioning ahead of that report is expected to be a feature today. Soybeans, they're up a penny to down a penny, the January contract unchanged at $8.82 per bushel, as that market is consolidating after yesterday's sell-off. Relatively favorable South American weather conditions were behind some of the relative weakness in beans, as both Brazil and Argentina are expected to be major competitors in the export market going forward. Overbought technical signals were also bearish. Corn, meanwhile, it's holding on to gains of 1 to 2 cents. The March contract up 1 cent at $3.74 per bushel. After dropping yesterday, corn was seeing some modest consolidation to start the day. A lack of farmer selling was also supportive, although expectations for rising supply projections in tomorrow's report did limit the advances. Wheat was down 1 to 6 cents, the March contract in Chicago down 5 at $4.78 per bushel. Follow-through selling after yesterday's losses was a feature, with recent beneficial rainfall across the U.S. southern plains also weighing on prices. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, December 8th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.